ninth wife was Safiya bint Huyay ibn Akhtab. And we said her story again is very interesting, especially how she gets to become a Muslim. And subhanAllah, when Allah wants to give His guidance, there are different ways Allah does that. Safiya says, I was the daughter of the chief of Bani Nadir, and that is a big tribe, was a big tribe in Medina. It's a Jewish tribe, and in Medina there was two huge tribes, Bani Qurayza in terms of Jewish tribes, and Banu Nudayr or Bani Nadir. So she was the daughter of the chief of that tribe. So you can imagine the Prophet ﷺ is going to end up marrying the daughter of the chief of a Jewish tribe. And how did that happen? Her father, his name was Huyay ibn Akhtab, and his brother, his name was Yasir ibn Akhtab. They were having a conversation regarding the new Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was when the Prophet first made it to Medina after the Hijrah. So Yasir, we said her uncle, he was a Jewish scholar in the Torah, so he has a lot of knowledge in the Torah, and we know the Torah talks about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even has some description and some details about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Yasir and Safiya said, I was sitting in the next room, listening to the conversation between my uncle and my father. So my father asked my uncle about this new prophet. What do you think about it? What do you think of him? He said, you can go and test him. I'll tell you all the signs that we have in the Torah about the final prophet. Go ask him questions. Nobody would know the answer for these questions except if he was a prophet. And check the signs, like the seal of prophethood and all these things. He said, okay, tell me. And Yasir, we said Yasir had this knowledge of the Torah, told his brother Huyay what to go and check in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huyay goes the next day and he sees Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asks him all the questions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him all the answers. He checks for the signs. He even asked to see the sign. We said the seal of prophethood. It's like a small mole that has three hairs coming out of it between the shoulder blades. That's the seal of prophethood. So the Prophet ﷺ showed it to him. So Huyay goes back home, and Yasir was there, his brother. And Safiya says, I was still listening to their conversation. Now, Huyay told Yasir, I saw Muhammad ﷺ, and I asked him all the questions you told me, and I looked at the signs. So Yasir asked him, and what happened? He said, he gave me all the answers, just like exactly how you told me, and I saw all the sign exactly how you described it to me. So Yasir, the scholar, he said to his brother Huyay, so what are you planning to do? What's your decision? He said, I planned to fight him and keep fighting him to the last day of my life. And we say, subhanAllah, he saw all the signs, he got all the answers. And some people are like that, no matter how many signs Allah shows them, just like that. Safiya was thinking, if he answered all the questions, if he has all the signs, why would my father want to fight him? Safiya says, that night I had a dream, very strange dream. She says, in the dream, the moon falls down, and the moon lands in my lap. So the next day, of course, very strange dream, she goes and she tells her father, Huyay. She tells him, last night I heard the conversation between you and my uncle and I had a dream. And she told him the dream. The moon falls down and falls, the moon falls down and lands in my lap. Her father got mad and he slapped her. And he said, do you think one day you're going to get married to the Arab prophet? He understood the meaning of the dream. SubhanAllah, he said, you think one day is going to come when you're going to get married to the Arab prophet. I will never let that happen. He understood that the moon, what can be the moon other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And for it to land on Safiya, that means they're going to get married. So he said, I will never let that happen.